Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. President Barack Obama's generally well-received State of the Union speech this week prioritized improving the lot of the middle class. Let's give voice to the silent majority with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, talk about those who report themselves as middle class when Gallup goes a-knockin'.
Well, it's most everybody, or at least the clear majority, and that's one of the reasons that the president and other politicians love to use the word middle class. We give people a series of different categories they can put themselves in, upper middle class, and then instead of saying lower middle class, we say working class, but almost all Americans will see themselves as middle class per se. That's about 42%. Then you got another 30% who are working class, and then, you know, about 10% who are upper middle class, and the rest, very, very few, and will say they're upper class, and about 10% say they're lower class. So as I mentioned, one of the reasons the term middle class is so popular to politicians is that it just covers all Americans. Everybody says, good, you're looking out for me.
Ah, no wonder Obama wants to give tax credits to the middle class.
That's right. We do know in general that the idea of increasing taxes on the rich plays very well. I think we've talked about it before. We and other people have measured it every which way. For example, we tested just a while ago the Buffett rule, which says that everybody who makes $1 million or more has to pay 30% in taxes, and that got 60% approval from the public. We even said, should those making $250,000 or more be taxed more? 59% said yes. We even used the word heavy taxes on the rich in one of our questions, and we find a majority, slight majority, 52%, say they approve of that idea. So a clear majority of Americans say yes to the idea of taxing the rich because most Americans aren't rich, and they say that's fine. However, Republicans, as you mentioned, are much less likely to favor any kind of increases in taxes. In fact, we've got over 60% of Republicans who in our recent survey say they are dissatisfied with the tax system and they want lower taxes in general. So that's why the whole idea of raising taxes on anybody doesn't play well to Republicans.
Is it likely that the president's speech made much of a difference?
No, it is highly likely that it made little difference, particularly in nowadays, Dave, because as you know, the president gave, in essence, pre-State of the Union addresses all over the country, kind of announcing what he was going to say. There were no bombshells, nothing that people didn't know was coming. And also fewer people watch. I think the TV ratings are down in general. Our data, where we look at approval ratings pre the speech and post the speech, show in recent years it's rare that a president picks up steam after the speech. Here's an example where it did matter. That was 1998. Bill Clinton, the Monica Lewinsky allegations were swirling. He gave his State of the Union address, and his approval rating jumped up by 10 points. So that's an example where it can make a difference. But in more recent years, we simply don't see it. We can talk again next week after we've had about a week of approval ratings to see what happened. But I would be very doubtful if we see a significant change in either direction in Obama's approval ratings as a result of the speech.
Though, is it fair to say that this president has picked up some short-term steam over the past couple of months, since the November elections in particular?
That's absolutely correct. We found it in our polling. His approval rating's been rising. Other polls have shown the same thing. And your mention of the election is very interesting because that was his down moment. You know, the Republicans gained control of both houses of Congress. It looked like the Democrats were really in trouble. But since then, Obama's rating has been nothing but up. Now, for his whole 6 year in office, his rating was pretty miserable because that's earlier in 2014. He had low ratings. But if we just look at the last several weeks, he's been up at 46% on average and sometimes as high as 48% in our polling. And other pollings have shown the same thing. So the president is on a roll.
Frank, there does seem to be a commonality, regardless of whether you'd identify yourself as working middle class, upper middle class, or even upper class, everyone seems to be concerned about money.
But in different ways. We just got through asking in our January survey, which was, what is the biggest financial problem that worries you and your family today? It really does matter where you are. If you make quite a bit of money, well above average in terms of income, your biggest issues are concerns about retirement in the future. Your second highest concern is paying for college education for your children and then health care. But if you're in the lower income brackets, under $30,000 a year, your number one financial problem is very immediate. Retirement seems so far off, you're not even thinking about it. You tell us, that is the pollsters, that my biggest problem is I don't have enough money. Day by day, I simply don't have enough money to live. And your second problem is I don't have enough money to pay off my debts. Then you worry about health care costs, and then you worry about having enough money to pay for either owning or renting your house. So we all have problems, but the nature of those problems really depends about where we are socioeconomically speaking.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.